It is a real joy, blessing, honor, and a privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We're thankful for the Lord's precious love. We appreciate His infinite wisdom, His understanding. Appreciate Him being God beside Him. The Scripture said there is none other. There couldn't be one true and living God, Creator of the heaven and the earth and everything that is therein. I'm thankful that I'm one of His this morning, although I'm unworthy and rotten and wretched, my flesh is. But I'm glad that, thank God, I didn't get saved by trying to be good or being good, because there's none good, there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. The Lord has laid iniquity all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you get healed. He's the healing balm, the chief physician. I got, thank God, into the body of Christ by repentant heart, ashamed of myself and my sins, and I call on God for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God took me just like I was, as a vile sinner, as a wretched sinner. I pleaded the blood, and I begged forgiveness and mercy. I accepted what Jesus done at Calvary, His blood being an atonement for my sins and giving His life for my life, that I might have life and have it what's more abundant. I'm grateful that I've got eternal life this afternoon, and nobody can separate me from His love. It's an inseparable salvation, a pure, perfect salvation, a powerful salvation. He delivers to the utmost. The Bible said, and I say it too, there's no restraint, the Lord saved by many and by few. Not only that, but He's saved to the guttermost. He reaches down and gets even the vilest of sinners. Of course, Paul said he was chief. I realized I was chief too among sinners, wretched and vile, no good and undone, lost and beat up and blinded and overwhelmed by sin and chaos and confusion. The devil had me just where he wanted me, thought he did. He was trying to take me down to hell. And I'm glad my mother's prayers caught up with me. Like the psalmist said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his troubles. I'm glad God saved me just like I was. Now, not in sin, but from sin. He forgave me for all my sins, put them in His sea of forgiveness, never be brought to His remembrance anymore. Those sins I committed in my past before I got saved were under the blood of Jesus, and I'll never have to be accountable for those things. That's what forgiveness means. God forgave me all my sin. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm glad, thank God, every sin I ever committed, every sin I ever was a partaker of, I'm glad it's under the blood, thank God, and covered and cleansed and forgotten as far as God is concerned. I'll never accountable for those things, but I will have to give an account for what I've done since I've been saved and the time I get out of this vile body and I go to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm looking forward to that. The Bible said for the Christian to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm looking forward to being in His presence one day. One day I will. I'm going to behold Him for myself, the Bible said, and not another. Job said, though the worms eat the body of His flesh, he said, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I shall behold Him for myself. Not another. It said, I know that my Redeemer lifted the latter days upon the earth. He's going to stand. I'm looking forward, praise God, to seeing Him and being with Him and being just like Him. My old vile body will make a change. Praise God, I've already been changed on the inside. I've had that course been quickened, made alive, been made brand new, and saved by the grace, marvelous, amazing grace of God. Now I've got eternal life. I'll never perish. But there'll be a transformation. Thank God, a change in my body. The Bible said we won't all sleep. We'll all be changed. A moment in the twinkle of an eye, so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's people that's been saved by the grace of God, who knows the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, who's called on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice God will not despise. God will accept that, beloved. That's the only thing you can accept on your behalf. Beloved, is a remorse, broken, contrite spirit and heart. Remorse and shame yourself in your sins, asking God for mercy and forgiveness of your sins. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's not tongue-in-cheek and just repeating Jesus, 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 and saying you believe He's the Son of God. Love it, everybody with good common sense believes that. Once they've heard about who He is, because they got a God-given conscience, and they know that He's something, His name's special, He's special, and they know in their minds, love it, that He is the Son of God. I've always knew that. Of course, I've never doubted that, and my God-given conscience, that stirred me up, and I realized He was God's Son. I knew that. God's only begotten Son. And I'm glad, thank God, that He got past my mind, my mouth, my lips, and got alive in my heart. He transformed me and changed me when I repented, simply repented of my sin. You must repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. If you try to come up any other way, you'll be the same as a thief and robber. You'll be cast out in that day. God helped you to realize, beloved, you will not get to heaven by being good or doing good, by church membership. By case of do better, turn it over to you, leave water baptism, join up with some affiliation organization, do what you please, beloved. You'll never get to heaven. You'll never be justified in the sight of God by the works of the law, by any good deed that you try to perform or fulfill. Beloved, you're a sinner. We're all the sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. We've all like sheep on the string. But the Lord has laid your iniquities all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you get healed. He's the healing balm, chief physician. And you need to come to Him and learn of Him, beloved. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly, said in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. I'm glad I found that rest. When I yoked up with the Lord Jesus, I got out of that old yoke of bondage. I was bound up, beloved, in trespass and sin. I was overwhelmed by Satan and sin, and the devil had me beat down and defeated. Beloved, if it hadn't been for the love of the Lord Jesus, I'd be burning in hell. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me, a sinner. God brought me down to a place of repentance. All the thing good I've done is what I did do, beloved. That was saying, God, have mercy upon my sinful, wretched myself. I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of sin. Lord, I'm tired of sinning. I want you to have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Lord Jesus, save my soul from hell. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. I know who you are. I want you as my Savior. As the atonement for my sin, Lord Jesus, come alive in my heart. I'm glad He did. Just in that instant, I cried out to Him. But this psalmist said, the poor Mr. Wimpin cried, and the Lord heard his cry, delivered him out of all his troubles. Beloved, He'll deliver you out of every problem that you got. There's nothing that God can't deliver you from. He's greater than all your sex desires and all your dope and all your carrying on, all your foolishness, all your booze, and every simple habit you've got that brings you pleasure to your flesh. He can liberate you if you want Him to. Now, you got to want Him to, beloved. When you want Him to above everything else, I promise you, it's just as easy as old saying it's falling off the log, beloved. All you got to do is get on the log and fall straight off. Anybody can do that. Beloved, it'll be that simple when you get really earnest and honest and sincere. You get remorse and you get repentant. You say, God, this thing's bigger than I am and I need a lot of help. Lord, have mercy upon me and deliver me from my sins and my troubles, my chaos and my confusion. Beloved, He'll do that if you want Him to, but He'll not force you nor make you. He'll help you if you let Him. You need to come and learn of Him. Take His yoke upon you, beloved. Yoke up with the Lord Jesus, because His yoke is easy, and, beloved, His burden is light. I'm glad His burden is light. All you heavy laden, come unto me, said, and rest. He'll give you, beloved, He'll give you rest. I'm glad I entered into that haven of rest. Thank God to sail the wild seas no more. 38 wonderful years ago, something wonderful happened to me. I've never got over it. Beloved, it's just gotten better and better and better and better and better and better. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I've learned to love Him more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for. Every day with Jesus, thank God, is sweeter than the day before. Why don't you come, beloved, and yoke up with Him? His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. He'll help you. He'll liberate you. He'll set you at liberty and set you free, beloved. The Scripture said, if the Son shall make you free or set you free, you shall be free indeed. He will liberate you from all your sins, praise God, and put your feet on a firm foundation of which the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. He is that firm foundation. Let me the chief cornerstone, the tried stone, the precious stone, the stone that was rejected by the elder, yet He's the chief cornerstone, that precious stone, praise God, of which all the body is fitly framed together in Him. I'm glad, thank God, He's a firm foundation. He knows the storm may come, beloved, with that firm foundation, He won't have to worry about your house falling. Praise God, it's got that firm foundation. But if you're building on the sand, beloved, with no firm foundation, beloved, when the storm does come, and it'll come, beloved, for you sometime along the way, you'll have a storm to hit you in your life. And if you're found without a foundation, beloved, the Bible said, greater be the ruins of your house. You'll wind up being completely annihilated and destroyed. If you die in your sins, you'll die in eternal death. You'll wind up weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth in a place of eternal torment and damnation, where the fire's never going to go out, where the worm is never going to die, and the smoke of the torment of a second death. The Bible said, we'll send up heaven ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. Oh, God, help you not to go to hell this afternoon. You don't have to. Jesus died in your place. He went to hell in your place. He was delivered from offenses and raised again by justification. The Bible said, he didn't suffer his soul to want to see corruption, nor left his soul in hell. Praise God, He wasn't talking about David. David, the Bible said, the seven remaineth under this day. David didn't certainly go to hell. Jesus went to hell because his soul was made an offering for our sins. He bore our punishment. He bore our shame, bore our guilt, beloved, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Yes, sir. He took our punishment. He had to die for us. He died for sin, beloved. And as a sinner, you've got to die to sin. He's already paid the price for sin, beloved, and you've got to die to sin. You've got to give up your stinking rotten self. You've got to get shame yourself. And if you sin, how simple it is to be saved. The Bible said the simplicity of the gospel. Beloved, it's simple, for by grace are you saved, through faith in that, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I know this aggravates and frustrates some folks, and the reason it does, so-called themselves evangelists and preachers, is because it's not a lick of grace about them, beloved. They know nothing about grace. They're trying to work their way to heaven, and they're just a lost proselyte, beloved. They're just a lost religious person who's eaten up with sin and confusion, got an evil spirit about them, a satanic, seducing spirit, beloved. They're not born again. They laugh at people when it's preached and carry on like some kind of lunatic and idiot. That's because they're possessed with multitudes of demons. They're just like old legion there, beloved. They're full of demons, and they're going to wind up dying, going to hell. All these things they play like and pretend. In their own mind, they've convinced themselves. God have mercy. That's the reason Jeremiah said the heart of the flesh is death for the weak and the deceitful. Of all things, who can know it? Listen to me. They're going to go to hell just as surely as a God in heaven, because they don't know Jesus in reality. They try to justify themselves by working, by doing, by going. You know, they don't want to hear about grace. Anybody don't want to hear about grace that's bringing salvation, beloved, needs a good old taste, a good old dose of grace. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Listen to that again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast. Thank God. This is God's blessed word, beloved. The grace of God that brought salvation has made a personal appearance to my heart. I know I've been, thank God, justified the Son of God, not because I was found worthy. I was found guilty before God when he brought me into the courtroom, beloved. He said, how do you plead? I said, I'm guilty. I'm a sinner. God have mercy upon me. And I throw myself on the mercy of the court. Of course, I have the great intercessor, the Lord Jesus, who said, Father, I forgive him. He's met the condition to confess his sins, and I died for him, and I'm taking his place, and that he done at Calvary. Beloved, I got saved, eternally saved. I'll never be lost again. I'm going to heaven forever because of what he's done for me. I know I'm saved this afternoon. There's no guessing about it, beloved. No hope so. Praise God, it's no so. I know I've passed from death unto life. God give me love for the brethren, the blessed book, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I'm eternally saved because of what he's done. You'll be the same thing, beloved. You'll get under the blood. He'll qualify you, sanctify you, and cleanse you, make you brand new on the inside, and you'll ever be the same. There's seen my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. And I pray in his name. Amen.